It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that.
There you go. And if you're a Words with Friends guy like me, those are very helpful words.
There you go. Now it's Wordle, though, isn't it? That's the popular app now.
I haven't tried it. I'm familiar.
I haven't either. But yeah, I used to do Words with Friends all the time.
Yeah. I'm familiar, but I haven't tried it.
I say it now. I bring up Words with Friends, and now you know, people look at me like I'm some old guy. That was only like 5 years ago, wasn't it?
Right. I still like WWF, so that's kind of my jam. All right, Friday, April 26, 2024. Woohoo! Finally a Friday. Welcome to the Bighorn Blast Podcast. Right here, it's our MCC Hour of Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Executive Director, got to get that executive in there.
Yeah, make sure you put that in there, right?
Of College Communications, James Jarman. That's funny. Are you familiar? I know you don't shave, but are you familiar with Dollar Shave Club?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I almost did that, yeah, when I was on the TV biz. That was when you had to shave every day. Yeah. When I got out of that, I was like, I'm done shaving.
The original blades were amazing. Yeah. I found someone locally who hated them, and I love them. They're the big. Now they changed it. Some corporate company bought the original company. But the reason I mentioned Dollar Shave Club and Executive, they have the Executive blade. It's a 6-blade razor.
I see. Yeah,
it's amazing. That's why I look like the baby that I am. Right. All right. Anyway, welcome to the show.
Never guess you're 66.
No, stop. 60, man. You know, if I was 66, I'd probably still do the show. But
yeah, if you're having fun,
I don't
why
know.
Not?
I would probably be like a military designation, like operations manager, RET, right? Retired. I don't know.
But still getting paid. Yeah.
I'll cross that bridge over the river Kauai when I get to it.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like, you know, I'm in my mid 50s. You don't look like you're,
you know,
60. It's
the vitamins, man.
Kind of like, you know, wondering. Do we retire, or, you know,
right.
If you have fun doing what you're doing, you know.
Did you get your statement yet? That's the sobering thing.
I actually signed up for AARP.
So did I.
For the discounts.
I turned them down when I was 50, only because of what was going on with them endorsing Obamacare, and it was a very political decision. And then I just signed up, like, right just on my 60th birthday. And I gave him like a 3-year subscription. I'm like, just get out of my hair for 3 years. Let's see what you do for me. If you don't do anything, I'll cancel. You know? But yeah. So we're co-AARP members. How funny is that?
We're not retired. But in it for the discounts. Yeah, that's for sure. If you can qualify to get that 10%.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Hey, Tuesday, April 30th, the same day we have T.G. Lafredo on from KRMC's Focus on Your Health. You may have heard the promo going into the program today. He's going to be a really interesting interview, by the way. I'm going to interview him, but I have a feeling he's going to flip it because he's pretty good.
Yeah?
And he might flip it and say, hey, yeah, speaking of that, I'm a drummer, you're a drummer. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. A
couple of band geeks, huh?
He's a really good drummer.
Yeah? Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm self-taught, but he's traditional, I believe. Yeah. And jazz.
Yeah?
So when you're a jazz drummer, you know you really your stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, the same day, the City of Needles is hosting a meet and greet with their San Bernardino County Supervisor Don Rowe. And again, it's on Tuesday at Needles High School Auditorium from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. So while we're doing this show, Don Rowe will be there, who is the San Bernardino County Supervisor. So RSVP to Rainy Torrance, just like the city Torrance, rtorrance@cityofneedles.com if you plan on attending. A head count is needed, so they're going to need that ahead of time. I'll probably let you know on Monday, probably not on Tuesday, though, because that's all in progress. The cool thing about San Bernardino County Supervisors coming to Needles, mm-hmm. when you're the press and you cover an event like that, it's like a key to the city. You get to, they do this tour.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing this, and you tag along. Yeah. You know? So, that's the cool part about being in the media, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. When you're in the media, you come into a new town, and you've never been there. Within a week, you know everything about that town. Because you have to. You've got to drive around, you meet everybody, and and you have to report on it. So, yeah, it doesn't take long when you're in the media to know the town inside and out.
I've never really done a new town. I've had new beats before, but pretty much in the same area.
Same area, yeah.
But I covered Bullhead, Golden Valley, Kingman, all the way down to Needles.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then we had people that just covered Havasu.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I covered Topak a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, it's a big beat.
Oh,
yeah. Think about it.
Yeah, yeah. Everything's, you know, 40, 50 miles apart, the big cities. So,
and then plus you got Laughlin and Searchlight on top of all that.
That's true.
So,
and then, I was just looking at the county census the other day because I needed it for some stats, and it was, it's like 220, I think, is the estimate now, 220 for the county.
No kidding.
And it's, and it's mostly, of course, Havasu, Kingman, Bullhead, Needles area. Not Needles, but Fort Mojave area.
Well, we had
Bullhead and Needles.
We had the three-member board of supervisors by statute was the cutoff was 200,000. Mm-hmm. And I think we hit 203, I want to say 8 years ago, maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
The 2010 census, possibly. Mm-hmm. And then we went to a five-member board. So it wasn't that long ago that we had a three-member board of supervisors.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and it's a
lot of two-to-one votes.
And for the college, when we look at it, it's we're considered a rural college.
Uh-huh.
But if you put everybody, if the three big towns were together, you know, we would be a medium-sized city, right?
So sure.
Right now, we've got, you know, three smaller towns, but it doesn't really feel like a rural area.
No. The cool part is, too, I want to segue to April. It's Community College Month.
Oh, yeah.
Who knew there was such a thing?
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Was that a lobby from Dr. Stacy Klippenstein or what?
Well, there is. It's National Community College Month, and then also the governor declared April as the Community College Month for the state. So, yeah, really a great time for community colleges to get out there and talk about all the value of the community colleges, because there's roughly 300,000, 250 to 300,000 students helped in the state by the 10 community college districts. And a lot of people may not realize that. There are 10 community college districts in the state, 250 to 300,000 students. By far, the most students in higher education are in the community college system in Arizona. And just for Mojave County, the college MCC adds $155 million in income to the Mojave County economy each year. And that was based in 2021-2022, the research.
Right.
And that's from income from the alumni, income from the operations of the college, and income from the students that are coming in. So, I mean, the economic impact, the college really is an economic driver in this area, and helping train people for jobs in this area and throughout the region. So really, just the value of the college. And the students, for every dollar, and this comes from the same research that was done by Lightcast, which is a worldwide leader in economic studies like this. For every dollar they found that a student invests at MCC, they receive $6 in higher career earnings throughout their life.
Wow.
So it's, you know, it's quite the payback. I mean, you don't get that kind of, that's a 500% return essentially on your investment. You know, where are you going to find that?
That might be a better, you know, I haven't seen the numbers on universities, but that might be a better payback than university.
Yeah, they're right about the same.
Because of the, like, career technical education that we've been talking about all week, because the vocational programs, I mean, a student can come out of high school, make 70 grand, get his EPA card, and go into HVAC trade.
Oh yeah.
Boom.
And that's, and we're seeing
right
it
off the bat.
Yep. And we're seeing a shift, and the younger generation, I think, is noticing that. They're questioning, okay, what's the payout? What's my return on my investment?
Yeah, what's my ROI?
They're getting a little savvy, you know, looking at, looking at their future. And a lot of them are looking at, you know, hey, and I think parents are looking at it too. I just called a plumber the other day and, you know, it was a $100 service call and then you had to pay on top of that.
Ooh.
So, and then some of them are even more than that. So you look and you think, wow, I mean, it, then they do the job and you pay even more.
Yeah, there's all
so you're like, wow, this is a lot of money here going in to plumbing, HVAC, going electrician,
welding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We've got, you know, and we have all of that over there at the college, and we're going to have the Advanced Manufacturing Training Center breaking ground probably in June. May, June-ish is what we're looking at, waiting to get, there's still a little bit of red tape to cut through at the federal level. And then once that's done, it'll be up there, and we'll start building that, and that's going to be the premier location for workforce skills training in Mojave County throughout northwestern Arizona.
Yeah, there's so much going on right now in this I-40 corridor between Kingman and Havasu and Bullhead right now.
Oh, yeah.
With, you know, the, that project, I can't remember the name of the energy, Griffith Energy Project that's out there, you know, that whole, every time I drive through there to Kingman, I think, wow, they just added something, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's more homes in Yucca, more properties being built on. So you know that the workforce is growing out there, or could be retired people, but you know that people are starting to invest in that area because things are just popping up all of a sudden.
Yeah. And you need support services for the people living here.
Right.
So, and that's when you are talking about, you know, your HVAC installers, your HVAC repair and technicians. That's when you're talking about welders who have to do a lot of the manufacturing work. So, and the electricians, which we have the electrician program.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, it's really, I think people are realizing, you know, there's a shift happening, and MCC, thankfully, thanks to the leadership, has seen what's coming down the road and looked into the future through the crystal ball, and you can see what's happening, and so we adapt to what the community demand is, and the community demand is shifting towards a lot of the technical skills.
I'm going to ask
we still do the transfers to the university. So we've got great university partners too. So if you do want to be an engineer, you can start at MCC with the engineering program and, you know, knock out your freshman and your sophomore years there with the low tuition at MCC and then transfer to our partners over to ASU, U of A, NAU.
Right.
And then we've got another 19 university partners that'll accept the credits from MCC right across the board. So you can walk in as a junior.
Yeah, there's no shame in the game in starting at a smaller college with the cost of today's higher education at some of the universities.
Yeah.
I want to ask you the same thing I asked Dr. Jamie Festa-Daigle from the school district.
I'm surprised you're able to say the name correctly.
Dr. Jamie Festa-Daigle?
Yeah. Festa-Daigle.
Well,
how many times did you have to practice it?
Well, I've been interviewing her since probably 2007.
So you'd have to go back quite a ways, to remember how tough it was.
Part of a program that I was a judge in at
that
time.
I love the name, yeah.
But no, and there are Daigles in my family that are interrelated to Lavoie's.
Oh, so it's a hyphenated name you're talking
Yes.
About. Oh, there
Jamie
you go.
Festa
okay.
Daigle.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
There we are, yeah.
And I was talking about, I'm sure, how long have you been in the area?
Since late 2016, early 2017.
You qualify. Yeah. So there have been numerous stories probably since I've been in the news, and I've been in the news a while, since the 90s in this area between television and radio. And they always talk about it's the Kingman Havasu Industrial, I don't remember the name.
Corridor?
No, it's the demographic or something.
Uh-huh.
It's a census area.
Uh-huh.
is that area. And they always talk about higher education and the low percentage. It's always the lowest in the state, one of the lowest in the country, of people that have a post-high school education.
Yep.
Do you see that changing? Do you see that culture moving in a different direction now with the students at MCC or ASU Havasu?
Yeah, I think people are starting to realize that, and the latest stats bear it out, the latest information that we get is that by 2030, you're going to, I think it's 75% of all jobs are going to require some sort of degree or skills training after high school. It's right around that right now anyway. I think it's 70%, but it's only growing. It's going to grow. And so I think people are realizing once they graduate high school, your high school diploma is great, but you're going to need a little bit more than that to get a job that's going to have some family-sustaining wages. And so the college is right there for them. And, yeah, it is a low rate of college degrees that we have in the state or in Mojave County.
Right.
We're looking at around 15%.
Is that it?
Yeah, 15. Really? And then
associate and up.
Yeah, and so what we do have is we have a lot of people who have taken a couple of classes or a few classes at the college, because community colleges really are set up for your convenience. You can come in, and they're really affordable, so you can come in, take a couple of classes while you're working, and most of our students, the average student at the college is 27 years old, they're working adults, and many of them have families. So it's a lot of balancing that they have to do, and we try to remain flexible for them so that they can take their classes on their time. And get through, but the average community college student takes about 6 years to get through because they're only taking a couple of classes, so we encourage them to take more. But the point is that they are seeing, and we're seeing enrollment increase, and part of that is that people are realizing we do need some skills training, and the community college is not just for general education. It's not just for engineering. It's not just for math, but it is for a lot of these technical skills that you're going to need. So you open the net even wider from a marketing standpoint. So you are attractive to many more students. And adding athletics is another example where now, since we didn't have the college for 52 years has never had athletics, and starting in August, we're going to have the soccer program. Right. We're starting to get a lot more people looking at it and seeing what we offer. And a lot of people, I think, just didn't realize that the community college has such diverse offerings in trainings, skills training, right, workforce training, and then general education courses. And then also you add in the non-credit courses that we have, your jewelry making courses, your learning just for fun, no grades classes where you can come in just for a weekend, take a computer basics class. We have all of those as well. So it's really a one-stop shop learning center for a lot of people, learning and workforce skills training.
Yeah, the athletic angle, that route, that NJCAA designation, I would imagine that probably, I don't know what the percentage would be, but a large percentage of those student athletes maybe didn't even plan on going to college, but oh wow, I could play soccer at a community college.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us never really thought about it. We just went on and said, okay, it's time to put away the games, that sort of thing. But now they can go to the next level.
Yeah.
And go to school at the same time.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's a full ride, but I'm saying it's a good alternative. And now they're in college.
Yeah. And they can go to college, and they'll enroll at MCC. They'll do their freshman and sophomore years playing soccer, and then they can transfer over to ASU. They can transfer to a university, finish their degree, or if they were enrolled, let's say, in the dental program, they finish up the dental program, walk right into the workforce. I was just over at the tire shop and talking to a guy there. He said, yeah, my wife is graduating from the dental program. I said, oh, yeah, that's a tough program, but they usually line them up. Right. They're walking right into jobs as soon as they're done. And he said, yeah, she's doing her clinical, and they just offered her a job. She graduates on May 10th. She's already secured a job as a dental hygienist.
I don't know if you saw the email, but Camilo told me three of his players that he recruited are from my brother's high school team that he coaches at Shadow Ridge in Las Vegas.
Oh, small world.
Brian LeBoy's players are going to be on Camilo Valencia's team.
Good feeder program.
Brian knew right when I told him Camilo was our new coach.
Yeah.
He was like, wow. Yeah. You guys got quality. That was good. That was good.
They're doing great. Oh,
and
amazing.
Then he went and recruited his player.
And he recruited the Golden Boot High School player, the best player in Nevada.
That's the highest scorer.
Yeah, highest scorer. That's So the Golden Boot. He's coming next year to play, too. So,
nice. Very good. All right, a little St. Elmo's Fire because James likes it 80s. I love that movie anyway.
Yeah, it was a great one.
The Brat Pack.
Yeah.
Right. Back with more in a moment. We're with James Jarman. He is the Executive Director of College Communications at Mojave Community College. And we're still trying to determine, this is the last day we're going to do it, Dennis versus Dana at 9 a.m. Who do you want? Do you want Dennis Prager to stay at 9 a.m. or do you want Dana Latch with the Dana Show to go to 9 a.m. instead of her current 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. slot? We think about adding a little female perspective in there.
Oh, yeah.
We want to know what the listeners
that
think.
Sounds great.
It's all listener-driven, right?
That's right.
Dennis hasn't been on the air all week, by the way.
Oh, really?
I think it has something to do with Passover.
Oh, probably.
Which is cool. Mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back with more in a moment on Speak Out. Give us a call. Make it talk radio, not just listen to radio. 928-854-KNTR. We'll be right back.
Manage to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. But the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old.
All right, we're back on Speak Out. Couple votes for Prager. While we were off the air.
Yeah.
While we were in break.
Prager you.
While we were in break.
Yeah.
Qualify that. I like the shirt you wore, by the way. I said, is it laundry day? He's got a News Channel 13.
Yeah.
Is that in Boulder?
No, this one was Colorado. Yeah.
All
Colorado.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you worked in Boulder. Maybe I'm confused.
From, Denver, Boulder area. Uh-huh. Got family in Boulder. Yeah,
oh, very good.
Yeah,
I know Roger Galloway worked in Boulder talk radio for a while.
Yeah.
Supposed to be a really interesting market from what I understand for talk radio.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It was a great time in Colorado and then just got tired of the winters and wanted a little bit nicer climate. And, looking for a place to retire. When you look at the demographics here with all the retirees, it's like, well, we looked at it and said, something's got to be going right.
Well, they have both. I heard they have both kinds of talk radio, right? Left and right, just like both kinds
of
country music, country and Western.
Yeah, when I first moved there, it was really a red state. And then over the time I was there, it shifted to purple. Yeah. And so now I don't know.
It's not really purple. Blue now. It's definitely blue.
Yeah, so it changed.
When
you
look at the Supreme Court case to get Trump off the ballot.
Definitely
blue.
Yeah.
Anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Is also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Just Meats, all the cuts all the time, a locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City by Patio Paradise, Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. Kind of cool to hear Tracy Chapman, right?
Yeah,
instead of Luke Combs.
That's great.
I love this. Some songs you don't cover, this is it. This is
I think you did a really good job with it.
Yeah, I think because they play it enough. Anyway. And by Blonzi Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Check out Duck Duck Jeep on May 4th. Melissa's already promoting that pretty cool Jeep car show that benefits veterans at Blonzi Steakhouse. That's on May 4th. Steaks are just the beginning. Definitely one of the best breakfasts in Havasu. If you haven't checked that out, just go out like you're going to go back to Bullhead, but take London Bridge Road instead.
Oh, there you go.
And you'll see Blonzi Steakhouse. Mm-hmm. There's a little yellow Camaro out there. That's her Blonzi 28. It's a 68. Oh. If I got that wrong, she's going to call.
Oh. Another event to add on there is the Bighorn Scramble for the boosters, raising money for the athletic programs at the college.
Sure.
So, yeah, that's if you go to bighornscramble.com, you can find the team sign-up sheet, player sign-up sheet, sponsor sheet. They're also going to have one up in Kingman at the beginning of June, but May 3rd and 4th is the Calcutta, May 3rd at the Anderson Fieldhouse, and then the golf tournament starts, shotgun starts. At 7:30 in the morning at Laughlin Ranch.
Oh boy.
On Saturday, May 4th. And the boosters doing just a bang up job getting the word out there and helping raise funds to support the athletic program and their vision for the boosters. They want to expand beyond soccer, but if I think that the college, what we're looking at is let's give soccer a try for at least 3 years and see, you know, how we're doing, and then we can start looking at expansion from there.
What's after that? Do you think baseball?
It's all up in the air at this point. They've been talking golf. They've been talking baseball. So, really, it's all on the table.
Golf's a good idea.
It's what the communities would want, though. That's really where the community college stands, is we're here for the community. So if the community comes and there's a community demand for something specific, the college will, you know, try like the Dickens to make it happen.
You guys are gearing up for commencement right now.
Is that
at the Fieldhouse?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tell me about the awards. There's a couple of special awards that are given out. I know the Kathy Hodel.
Yep.
Is that one of them?
Yep, we have
and
Kathy
then,
Hodel.
And then there's another one.
Yep.
Go over those.
So, the Kathy Hodel Award is it's for the most outstanding student. The student gets $10,000 cash.
That's a cash award.
Yeah, and this was through an endowment that was set up by Kathy's friend, Dr. Jim Child, who was also an instructor at the college and was an attorney as well. And he set this up for Kathy so that she would be remembered for all of her amazing work and support for higher education and for the region. And she was from Havasu, and she passed away a few years ago, and Dr. Child as well. And so it's really just a great emotional time for everybody who knew Kathy, because you know, she lives on.
She was an amazing guest when she was in this room. Mm-hmm. Amazing. And it wasn't just for it was for the college. It was for Western Arizona Humane Society.
Mm-hmm.
Any number of things in the community Kathy Hodel supported.
Yep. And she and Dr. Child made sure to make clear, we do not want this to be a scholarship that is linked to anything that they have to do. This is money that they can use. We do hope that they will use this money to further their education or use it in a positive way.
Right.
And one of the keys to winning that award is community service. So students have to not only have great grades, but they have to show that they are invested in their community as well.
Yeah, that better be. That's a definite rubric. That's a great word, rubric.
Yeah. And that's one of the big awards that we give. The other one, and that one we don't release the name until that day. But we do have other awards, and one of them is for those, we do a faculty award or an employee award that's voted on by the students for a faculty or an employee member who has gone above and beyond to help students, and that's the Ellen Licari Service to Students Award. And we just sent out a news release on that one, and the winner this year is actually from Bullhead City. And went to River Valley High School, works now as a science lab tech on the Bullhead City campus. Angel Soto is the Ellen Licari Service to Students Award winner this year, so he'll be honored there at the commencement as well.
The science lab, is that tied in with the dental programs?
The science lab technicians with the science programs.
Okay.
Yeah. And Angel, great story. I mean, he grew up in the area, went to River Valley, went to MCC, transferred up to NAU, and now he came back to work at the college, so he's helping teach future generations now.
What keeps that award going? Is there an endowment for that award?
That award doesn't have any money connected to it.
I meant the other one. The
Hodel Award?
The Hodel Award.
Yeah. That's Dr. Child put up $250,000-$300,000 right. into the endowment, which was enough to fund, because he wanted to make sure that, and he and Kathy wanted to make sure that this was a significant award for an outstanding student. So that's what provides the $10,000 each year for that student.
I wonder if the Booster Club is thinking endowment. They've raised quite a bit of money.
Yeah, yeah, they're doing. Yep, they're
for
talking
sustainability.
As well.
Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, and those guys, as you know, all of them, you know, a lot of businessmen, a lot of movers and shakers right. in town. They're part of the Booster Club, so they know finances, and so yeah, they're handling all that. But they are a nonprofit, 501c3, so donations to the Booster Club and to the MCC Foundation, which does provide academic scholarships to local students, 501c3 right. as well. So if you're looking to donate, those are two great organizations connected with the college.
And when I was active in the foundation, there was a big push for legacy gifts as well.
Oh,
from
yeah.
those people. You could put a percentage of your life insurance. You could take a portion of your estate mm-hmm. and donate to the college as well.
Yeah, so, you can still do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Back with more in a moment. A little NFL draft music right here, right? Walk of Life. Remember that?
Yeah.
It was a really good montage of NFL moments in that music video by Dire Straits. We're going to go to break. Give us a call. Again, it's the last day. We're taking votes. Dennis versus Dana for the 9 o'clock slot. Back with more in a moment. 854-KNTR, 854-5687. I'm Paul Lavoie with James Darman. We'll be right back. The Dennis Miller Show. This is not the Dennis Miller Show. No, we used to carry Dennis Miller, and this was his lead-in. This is his walk-up.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. I really miss having Dennis. And Dennis is the most famous person to be on Speak Out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked him when he did the NFL for what they give him, just that one season or something like that. But
I liked it.
I liked it, too.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't, apparently.
I think I think he definitely has a target audience that enjoyed him. But,
well, we used to have the Miller Minute, and he constantly railed on the NFL about their instant replay. And it is very, very, very tedious to watch an NFL game compared to back in the day.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. That used to be our lead-in on Speak Out was Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
So
okay. Yeah.
That was very cool. So, all right, another vote for Prager came in. So there you have it. Not calling it yet, though. All right, Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair. Havasu Style Dining and Live Entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. That live entertainment tonight with Hollis Gooch. Mojave Community College, of course, thank you so much for your continued support.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate that
what
here
you do.
On Speak Out. It's nothing. You know, it's a gift, right? Is that Russell Brand? Right? It's a
it's
gift.
A
also by samsguns.com. There we go. SunPower by Esme Electric. Also, Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food, along with pet toys since 2006. When they don't give you a cough button, use your mute button, right? And by ZMI Mobility. Just think of TMI. ZMI Mobility, off-road mobility scooters, ramps, lifts for pools and vehicles, car access, swivel seats, and stair lifts. Our newest Speak Out sponsor, 900 block Lake Havasu Avenue North, right next to City Maytag. I never even knew about that, man. Right. Lifts for pools.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm nearing that point as a former soccer player. No, I'm kidding.
You need a lift for
a
you?
Lift? Yes, yes. A lift to get in the pool. A lift for the bathtub. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely kidding.
I was golfing at the Boosters had a tournament in Havasu a couple of weeks ago, a fundraiser, and I was golfing in that, threw my back out. And it was one of those moments where you realize, I'm not in my 20s anymore. Another example.
Sure, sure.
Swinging a golf club and right. then, it was like on your knees.
Try loading gear and unloading gear, you know, for like tonight we're playing at Hangar 24 at 5:30 start.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Tomorrow at the Desert Storm, one of the private parties. So anyway, yeah, that'll, and you don't want to throw your back out as a drummer because then you got to deal with it the whole gig. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
It stinks.
Oh, and it takes a while to, you know, it took, just yesterday started feeling a little bit better, but there was a while there where 3 days,
yeah?
3 days after I thought it was feeling better, in the middle of the night I rolled over and was, my back.
That'll turn your swing into one like Charles Barkley, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I kind of have that now anyway.
Yeah, same here. All right, so we're gonna switch from the Bighorn Blast podcast to the Bighorn Blast newscast.
Yeah.
And we do have a caller first. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Dana Lash.
Oh, Dana Lash.
Want the Dana Show. Okay, very good. Thank you for your input. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Right on. All right, so give me a little setup. Give me the elevator speech for
So
the April Bighorn Blast newscast. Mm-hmm.
Yep, so we do these for, it started out with, we cover so much, and there's so much happening at the college each month on all the campuses, and we wanted to figure out, all right, what's a good way to kind of telescope this down and show people all the fun stuff that happens at MCC? And so we do this, put together a little newscast with a lot of the events, a lot of the happenings at the college, and we play it for the board each month at their meeting. And they just had a board meeting last week, and so we do is we cover the previous month, anything that happened, and we telescope it down, try to keep it about 5-6 minutes. And then they play it in the board meeting, and then we put it out on the YouTube channel, put it on the college website, and then we send it out. We have some our great partners, education partners in the cities, in the government, cable channels. They also agree. You know, they put it on there. So if you have cable and you watch one of their channels, you may see it pop up as well.
You are definitely the marketing guru.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well,
all right.
Try it like you. Get the word out right. about everything that's happening. And so we try to get the word out about everything right. happening at the college. You have to try to get the word out about everything happening everywhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far.
We get to do a focus on the college, right, all the good right. stuff at the college.
Here's the April 2024 Bighorn Blast newscast.
First up, Governor Hobbs proclaimed April as Arizona Community College Month, acknowledging the critical role community colleges play in shaping the state's future. Arizona's 10 community college districts serve more than 250,000 students statewide and are key players in driving economic growth and meeting the state's educational goals. In Mojave County alone, MCC, its students and alumni, boost the regional economy by $155 million each year. Visit mojave.edu/improvinglives for more information about how the college is helping students and communities. And the governor also recently visited with students at the Havasu campus to gather input on critical issues such as affordable housing and food insecurity, which often hinder academic success. Dr. Klippenstein expressed gratitude to the governor for her support of community colleges. The Bighorn Trek events were a great time as the college's Bullhead City and Lake Havasu City campuses bridged the gap between higher education and the community. The events are a great way for MCC to showcase its wide array of programs, and college partner Arizona at Work hosted hiring events that brought in regional businesses looking for employees. The event's also an opportunity for college faculty to show how their programs are tailored for career opportunities and how they help prepare students for further higher education success. Adding to the excitement, both campuses featured the Show and Shine Car Show, organized by MCC's auto programs, captivating car enthusiasts and students alike. Creativity and talent were on display at the 4th Annual Flash Film Festival. Congratulations to Audrey Gee, whose video Dear Starlings took home the grand prize of $500. The Flash Film Festival, created by the Arts Club, serves as a fun platform to ignite passion for the arts. And with each passing year, the festival gains momentum, drawing in a growing number of submissions from MCC students, staff, and community members. You can find links to all the Film Fest winners at mojave.edu. Just click the About tab, then click Newsroom, and you can scroll down and click the Film Fest headline.
All right, there's trophies on
yes,
the table
yes.
in the video if you go watch the Bighorn Blast newscast. What is the trophy called? Like the Oscar? Is it the Flasher?
I wasn't at this year's event. Those were new. So I'm not sure if they actually had a name for them.
I would call it the Flasher. I'm just saying.
But
that's
yeah, that,
pretty cool.
That event, I mean, it's really interesting to see the videos. You can go, like we said in the newscast there, you can go to Mojave.edu. And if you wanted, you can just scroll down to the bottom of the page. You'll see the news and events calendar and just click view more and you'll open it up. And then you can find the Film Fest story and watch all of the winning videos. And really a lot of talent in the region here and more people getting involved each year.
We have one of our regulars listening, and he sent me a text. Chad Hansen, yeah. The founder, CEO at Mojave Mortgage. He said that he claims that Jesus went to trade school.
Yeah,
because
carpentry.
He's a carpenter.
Yeah. And we have carpentry at the, we have the non-credit, so
right.
It's a non-credit program. It's carpentry, and they've started on the Bullhead campus, and they have starts just about every month. They have a start now, and really it's, if you're interested in carpentry, they start out with the basic level, and then they move you up to the intermediate level. And it's really a great time. Yeah.
So this is the down the stretch they come portion of the show. We got about 5 minutes left.
No, that's it.
Wanted to talk about student housing, soccer, and booster club event.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about a couple of them. Student housing, though, we didn't talk about yet. The student housing moving along ahead of schedule.
Nice.
On the Bullhead City campus. Was just talking to my team the other day because we oversee the website and make sure we get all the content from all of the campuses in there. And so they're getting more of the content in for the student housing. And we're going to have a news release coming out soon because the application for students to apply for the student housing is going to be available. Student housing going to open up, I believe, August 1st is the date. So everybody will be able to move in just in time for fall semester, which starts August 19th, I believe. And so... you know, go there. If you're not a student yet, be sure to go to Mojave.edu, click apply now. And then if you're a new student, there'll be a button to click if you're a new student. If you're a returning student, there'll be a button for you to click if you're a returning student. You just get the application done. Somebody will be in touch with you. They'll walk you through the whole process. Make sure you ask about financial aid if you do it, because there's so much federal money out there with the FAFSA out there. So you fill out that FAFSA. That's the free application for federal student aid. And you would not believe how many people qualify but do not fill that out, so they just leave money on the table. So ask about the FAFSA, make sure you get some assistance filling that out, you understand that part, and then they'll get you into the classes.
That's the only time you fill out the FAFSA, though.
Well, you can fill it out. It's an open call each year, but generally, yeah, if you fill it out right when you get in, when you're filling out that application, they're going to tell you here's the amount you're going to get for your time in college.
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
And for a lot of people, it's based on income, of course, based on need. For a lot of people in our region, it covers not only tuition, but it'll cover rent, it'll cover groceries, it'll cover transportation. So some people, I mean, it's really a great way to go, and that is federal dollars that are out there for you. You just have to do a little bit of work on filling out that application. I filled it out for my daughter, and it was, yeah, it's... it takes about 20 minutes if you have all the documents, but you'll need like your tax forms, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah. Right, it probably tells you at the top you're going to need this, and this, and this.
And that's why, and that's when really our financial aid office is amazing, and so they'll help walk people through it and you know walk you through the whole process.
Right. So a new talking point. I have not heard of this Thrive Hualapai Business Center.
Yeah.
What is the Thrive, and what are the events that are associated with it?
Yeah. So we've got out there in Peach Springs, the college partnered with the Hualapai Tribe, and we've got a couple of guys from the tribe that run the Thrive Hualapai Business Center. And really what it is they saw the need for everybody. There's so many people with such great ideas along Highway 66 for tourism. And so really the tagline for them is turn your passion into profit. So there's a lot of tribe members who have these great ideas, who great craftspeople too, who can put together crafts. They could start their own business. They could get a business online, sell this, and do really well for themselves. And so these guys are out there, and they're partnered as well with, you know, with the college. We also have the Small Business Administration, SBDC, Small Business Development Center. And so they all work together, and we all work together with all these resources available to help people get their business going. And it's not just in Peach Springs. That's where the Thrive Hualapai Business Center is, but we have the business incubators as well in the other cities. And if you just call the Small Business Development Center at the college, they can help walk you through everything.
Wow, that's all new to me, the Thrive Hualapai Business Center. Very interesting.
And it started out with the idea was the business incubator, which the college has had on different campuses. But now they've got the business Development Center out there. So it's just part of another aspect of the college that they're expanding into the community with partnerships to help people build up,
sure,
you know, their own lives, improve their lives, improve their station in life.
So about a minute left. Anything we missed that you want to go over?
Oh, I did.
Soccer season starts in August.
It does, yeah. Yeah. They're cruising along. One thing that just moved on our newswire over at the college at Mojave.edu in the newsroom was congratulations to the winners of the MCC Mathlympics competition. Havasu High School was first place, second place River Valley High School, third place Needles High School for the overall school winners. And then the team relay winners was first Lake Havasu High School, second Mojave Accelerated Learning Center in Bullhead, and third the Academy of Building Industries High School. So great, congratulations.
You know who
them.
The coach is for the Havasu High School math team?
Who?
Tracy's daughter,
Nicole.
There
you go.
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, back with more in a moment, and that's going to do it for James Jarman, Executive Director of College Communications at Mojave Community College. Always great to have you in here, JJ.
Awesome. Great to be here.
And I want my News 13 shirt, man. That's pretty cool.
I have a Channel 5 one that doesn't fit. I'll bring that one for you.
Thanks. I don't know if it'll fit me. I've got some TV2 shirts out there that, I don't know, they're probably a medium.
Keep an eye on the college newsroom, by the way. You can see the button to click for the podcast. You can see Paul in action. We're recording it on video, so it'll be there by Monday, probably.
Speaking of, I've got a video on my Facebook of me doing a stand-up when I was 30 years old.
Oh,
at River Valley High School in a football game.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I
got to
look at that.
Oh, man. I didn't even look 18, I don't think. So, all right. I'll be back with a final shot in a moment. Thanks for being here, James.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. Little Nina from the 80s, of course, the German version of 99 Luftballons. And on Monday, we've got the PACE drawing, the Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education. It's a club at the high school. We're going to have that drawing on Monday between 11 and 11:30. So get your drawing tickets from Diane Klostermeyer and Company. They're selling them all over town. Always has good packages from third, second, and first place that we draw from. And then Dr. Chad Kingsley, the county health director, will be on Monday for a half hour at 11:30. He's going to call in. It's the day before his last day. Chad Kingsley leaving to go to Reno. So we'll get the skinny on that. And then KRMC's Focus on Your Health, the host T.G. Lafredo, an interview I've been looking forward to for a long time on Tuesday. And then, of course, the Havasu Pioneers on Wednesday. All right, and that is the 1st of May. Hard to believe. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.